Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are starting the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, and this chapter will transition the reader more so than ever before in this book into the ministry of Barnabas and Saul. And I use this phrase, Barnabas and Saul, because that's the order with which the Holy Spirit directs Luke to write it at the end of chapter 12. Barnabas and Saul return from Jerusalem. And then we're about to see that introduction again a few verses later. And you'll notice Barnabas and Saul doesn't flow off the tongue as easily as Saul and Barnabas. And that, probably because Saul and Barnabas is how most of us think of this duo, with the name Saul in front. What we'll find as we proceed is that the names will flip to Saul and Barnabas, and then eventually just Saul, and then eventually just Paul, which is the Greek name that Paul will take for his in place of his Hebrew name. And without making an entire podcast on that, I do want to state that to me, it shows where the theme flows in the book of Acts, where the Holy Spirit follows, because we've had Peter's ministry, but now that is going to be transitioned into the Barnabas and Saul ministry. And the more that Saul becomes the figure of the message of grace and righteousness and the life in the Spirit, the more that Saul's name takes prominence over that of Barnabas until finally it's just Saul. Chapter 13, verse 1. Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them." Then, having fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them away. And so this Antioch is the same place they came from at the end of chapter 11. And then I told you that they'd come back into Jerusalem in chapter 25. And I think that the end of 25 is showing you the steady progression of the ministry of Barnabas and Saul. It is worth mentioning today that they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Spirit said, "Separate to me Barnabas and Saul." And some have taken Acts 13, 2 and 3, where they fast and pray, to be evidence that the way to hear from the Spirit is fast. And we don't see this as a command in Acts 13. We see this as what the disciples were doing. The Holy Spirit speaks to them. So to say that if you fast, the Holy Spirit will speak to you is to put some form of payment on the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's also not right to say that if you fast, He won't speak to you, because He doesn't approve of that. As we've said before, and I'll say many, many other times, the ways of the Holy Spirit are incredible, and I'll never limit Him in His ways. But the idea that you must fast in order to hear from Him is not supported by the New Testament, because a lot of the references to fasting in the epistles are in a negative connotation, in which Paul had to fast because he was shipwrecked or beat or whatever. He even at one point lists it among his persecutions. You know, "I've been shipwrecked, I've been beaten, stoned, fasts." He throws it in as if it's part of his burden, which it would be, of course. So we don't build a doctrine out of it. But we do see the Holy Spirit directs the ways of man. I believe that very, very firmly. We pick up verse 4. And the 13th chapter would begin this following of the ministry of Barnabas and Saul. And we get some amazing things. We'll dig into them tomorrow.
See you. Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.